Oh, and praise to the dandelion, so exhorts Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill.
Driving through Easton recently, I saw an elderly man walking along the sidewalk. He went at a brisk pace. He was bent over and leaning forward. In one hand, he held a bunch of dandelions like a bouquet. It seemed odd, since most adults regard dandelions as a pesky weed that defiles homeowners' manicured lawns. The persistent dandelion is a symbol of nature's abundance, free for all to take. This is not the case with roses and orchids. People are more territorial about such flowers. Aficionados coddle them shamelessly. Dandelions are so ubiquitous in the spring landscape that, except for fastidious lawn keepers, dandelions go largely unnoticed. Dandelions are thought to have come over to America on the Mayflower. There are Americans, like the colonial dames, who cherish a heritage dating back to the time of British America. The distinction of being from old families is coveted and carries with it a certain status, the way, in England, bestowing nobility on a family creates an aristocracy. It seems unfair to me that, as fellow passengers on the Mayflower, dandelions have garnered little distinction and even contempt compared to their traveling companions, the pilgrims and their ancestors, who enjoy great honor in our American story. Dandelions are popularly reckoned as weeds, not flowers, which, in my opinion, is a put-down. No, indeed. Dandelions have lived an honorable past and have served a noble mission unrecognized by many. No single passenger of the Mayflower disembarking in America did as much for so many generations as did the dandelion. In olden times, writes dandelion lover Anita Sanchez, dandelions were prescribed for every ailment from warts to the plague. To this day, herbalists hail the dandelion as the perfect plant medicine, a gentle diuretic that provides nutrients and helps the digestive system function at peak efficiency. I know dandelion wine is popular, especially in the South. Dandelions have the unique distinction of being both the dog that bit you and the fur that heals the bite. Should you get drunk on dandelion wine, you can use other dandelion derivatives to cure the hangover. A friend of mine, a Methodist minister from North Carolina, told me that the buzz dandelion wine produces is, quote, fantastic, and its derivatives for fixing hangovers, quote, unparalleled. Since I was an Episcopal priest, he felt he could confide this delicate matter in me more than he could his colleagues, who, as a matter of principle, forswore the use of alcohol, officially at least. Dandelions have two missions. They cast auras of grace around unpleasant surroundings, the way kind-hearted people do. They are democratic. Dandelions grow hardily in construction sites or meadows, and even in empty lots with trash, as if the ugliness of our world did not intimidate their mission to bring vibrant color to a drab world. Kids love blowing on puffballs to send the seeds sailing. Seeing the dandelion in the old man's hands, I wondered if he was reliving one of the pleasures of his youth, picking dandelions just for the sheer joy of it. But why was he hurrying so? To get them into water, of course, as quickly as possible, so they wouldn't wither, and they could abide with him for a time. George Merrill, On the Shore.